100 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
7:23 KVUE News time. Things are progressing well in Opie for the Fitness Park project, and it's time for an update with organizer Tyler Schmidt here this morning.
Tyler, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good. Ron, how are you guys doing this morning?
Doing good. Thanks for taking some time to join us. We appreciate that. You're coming off what sounded like a very good third annual Green Machine Gala here just a couple of weeks ago. Things go pretty well for you?
It did. This is our third year, and we continued the pace. All 3 years, we have broke the $100,000 mark. This year, the mark was set at $102,568 raised. So, I'd say another successful event.
Indeed. What does this say for you here about the confidence that, not only the immediate Opie area, but others across the community and the area have in the project and what this signifies?
Yeah, when I spoke with Tegan here the night of the event, kind of hit on the same topic, and it's really refreshing to see not only your community come out and support and continue to do so year after year, but this year's event, we continue to see new faces attending our Green Machine Gala, and it's really refreshing to know that our support goes beyond the borders of the Opie city limits.
Well, you've done a wonderful job in fundraising, and phase one construction has been up and running. So where are we at now, phase one, Tyler?
Yeah, phase one. If you haven't made your way through the northwest part of Opie, you probably wouldn't know it, but we have a new field. We have a new artificial field. The surface is complete, and right now they're working around the perimeter of that field. The track subsurface is laid. But now with the winter schedule, we're waiting on asphalt, and then asphalt will be followed by the rubberized surface for the track. But in the meantime, they're still plugging away, and we have this sidewalk around phase one, so around that entire block, the northwest corner of this phase one is getting surrounded with concrete for sidewalks and parking. So ATG Sports Industries out of Andover has really been getting after it. So they pretty much sun up to sun down, and we're impressed with the progress they've made.
Now, the football field, you mentioned the turf. You're going to have the stands up, scoreboard. How's that all progressing?
Yes, scoreboard is up. You blink, and you come and check on the project, and next thing you know, the scoreboard's up. And you look over here, and it's like, oh, wow, they got concrete over there now. The guest bleachers are getting placed today. Those are the existing home bleachers, so nothing new there, but just reusing those on the visitor side. Our new home bleachers and press box, I was told, is supposed to arrive sometime in April, which is great news, because we originally were told, hey, that could be August, and now that would have been pushing it for the opening of our 2026 fall football season. But, hey, good news, they're running ahead of schedule with the bleachers.
Tyler, I have to ask you, and I believe it was you I had you on, I think probably about this time of the morning a couple of years ago, and I could have swore. I thought I was going crazy because I was talking with Dwayne Coble at the Main Street Auction the other night, and he pulled out his phone. He says, look at the turf on this field. Doesn't this look impressive? And I said, this is an awesome-looking field. They did a great job. But I could have swore. A couple of years ago, when we had you on, I asked, well, what's it going to be? Is it going to be the artificial turf, the new field turf, or natural grass? And you told me, what, 2 years ago?
I told you grass.
I'm not crazy then, okay.
You're not crazy. Maybe I am, but that was, early when we sat down and we started to fundraise, we really had to wrap everything up and know exactly what we were shooting for. And originally we thought turf was just going to be out of our budget. We continued with our phase one goal, and we reached our goal. And then some donors came up and they said, you know what? We would really love to do artificial turf. We've been looking into it since we last talked about grass, and the pros outweigh the cons. Let's push forward and let's get us some artificial turf.
Good.
And we did. And of course we achieved that fundraising total, and now we have turf. So you are not wrong.
Well, not wrong, and at the same time, I mean, you're, the fact that you're able to go to turf, what type of benefits for folks that don't pay attention, other than, you know, maybe they've, you know, kind of in the mindset that grass is the way to go because that's what they grew up with, and there's a lot of us my age that would be like that. But what's the benefit of having a turf field, like a flex turf or whatever the terminology is called now, versus natural grass for the players?
Yes. Well, the first benefit comes from a maintenance standpoint in the ability to use the field around the clock. So, as you can tell, most fields, unless you have a full-time turf crew or maintenance crew that can be out there resodding, meticulously watering and manicuring a natural grass field, as you get deep into season of play, that field starts to get pretty torn up. And then with that comes annual maintenance expenses to either reseed and obviously the expense to irrigate. When you go artificial turf, you have a surface that is ready to play on at all times, all seasons, and rain or shine. You're not going to have a mud bowl on artificial turf or a mud game that we've experienced in the past, but that's the first and really the biggest benefit. The second benefit is now this field could be used, being artificial turf, for more than just football. It could be used for other training, whether it's in the wintertime or spring when we're constantly getting rain and you're getting rained out of your normal practice space. We have this surface to where it drains quickly and kids can train on the turf. The third benefit, it is with the rubber, so the artificial turf, it goes down like a piece of carpet. A piece of carpet that's actually pretty thin with tall grass strands, artificial grass stands, and then they fill it with a sand. They come in here and they spread sand and they back broom it, and then the last application is rubberized pellets. And believe it or not, when this is all done, we've been walking the field. It has a lot more give than any other soil this time of year, and especially when you get into football season. So it actually does help with injury prevention because it's softer on impact.
Tyler Schmidt, lots of benefits. Yeah, OP Fitness Park community member Tyler Schmidt joining us here, getting an update. Phase one, progress has been rapid and looking really good. What about phase two coming up here, Tyler?
Yeah, phase two, they actually had a meeting last night. That project is the Opie Jones Park. Inside of Opie Jones Park, they look to add a new splash pad, a multi-purpose building, and a fitness trail. Following last night's meeting, they expect to open or to circulate bids starting April 1st, and hopefully with construction to be awarded and to presume in the months following.
I was going to ask you, too, Tyler, here about the rest of Phase 1, because obviously the football fields, and deservedly so, getting the most attention. I've seen a couple of the posts here through the process, and it's an amazing look here for the football field. But the importance of the other components here for Phase 1, leading into what Rana just mentioned here, Phase 2, how important are those here to the overall, really, fitness park concept that you guys have been working on for years now?
Yeah. So I brought it up, the concrete sidewalks and the additional parking. So not only do we have a new field, but our new field and track is encompassed by continued sidewalk that ties in phase one right into phase two into Opie Jones Park. And before this started, there was a huge disconnect on the corner of Opie where people actually utilized the streets because there was no sidewalks on that corner of town. And regardless of having sidewalks or not, it continued to be a popular path for people to take. So now that we have this, we've created a safe walk space and got people off the streets. But we've also connected phase one, and we're going to roll right into phase two and really have continuity in projects. So that's kind of where they are with phase one, is wrapping up this connection with the sidewalks and the parking. and we're so excited to see it progress daily.
Yeah, no kidding. You've had some outstanding positive progress with the Opie Fitness Park. Yeah, keep things going strong, Tyler. We appreciate the update.
Hey, guys. Thank you for the time. Appreciate you.
Have a good day.
Thanks, Tyler.
You too.
Yeah, Tyler Bye. Schmidt of the Opie Fitness Park Committee. Phase one, phase two, it's all going on, Chuck.
Yeah, it is all going on, and a lot of progress on phase one. And just head off to the Opie Fitness Park Committee. Phase